spread the truth. Document it. Prove it. Make it irrefutable, and you too will become dangerous to those who admire us in lies and enslave us.
Globalism.
But because they are lying, it's possible to expose them. And this is their Achilles heel. By comparison, we have nothing to hide, therefore we have no reason to lie. And we wouldn't want to, even if we could. Truth is a far superior weapon than deceit. It's a weapon which is denied to them. And in the end, it will be the decisive weapon that destroys them completely.
Fucking day!
All right, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. There we go. How about that? Oh, everything stopped working. How about that? It's a tech issue. Lana, you said the Mercury retrograde is, like, over?
Yeah, but it doesn't mean it's like your stuff can't break. Stuff can still break. Issues.
It's breaking. All right, let's try that again. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to day 21 of the Israel's Purim War on the Persians. And the made-up story of Haman. Hyman, what is his name again? Anyway,
Hyman.
Something Hyman. Anyway, I hope you're all doing well. It is the vernal equinox or the spring equinox today as well, March 20th, 2026. I hope you're all doing well and ready for some fun stuff and some tragic stuff and some important stuff as well, because we have a lot to cover. But of course, first, we have our local white nationalist astrology update.
I love it. I love it. Yeah, so I was.
Aryan cosmology
it is spring.
Update.
Welcome to spring. The spring equinox. Equinox meaning equal, right? So we're going to have equal day and night, light and dark. This is nature's balance.
What if you're
right?
Against equality?
Nature's balance. Okay.
Oh, that's fine.
Not unnatural balance. Yes.
Just not humans.
And I was driving this morning and everything just seemed faster, right? I'm surrounded by a couple trucks, the Dodge Rams with the big Ram. And I'm like, that's right. We're just entered Aries season. Sun enters Aries. I was surrounded by these trucks. It was hilarious. Three of them. And it was like go-getter energy. So the sun entered Aries, which of course is ruled by Mars, the Roman god of war. So happy birthday to all you Aries out there. My mom is one of them. Mercury also has gone direct. I don't know if you guys have experienced a major slowdown in March. Yeah, it was like walking through water, getting things done. But I feel like
still
it's better.
It's
also happy astrological new year, because according to the tropical or the Western astrology, it anchors the zodiac to the seasons, right, and the equinoxes. So springtime is actually the beginning of the year, specifically aligning at 0 degrees Aries, right, with the March equinox. So happy astrological new year as well. So big refresh. Huh? I love spring. I already smell the air is different, and I see the animals coming out and hear the birds, and I love it, especially here in North Idaho.
Did you, when you were out in the car there, did you see any Alberta plates with Jeets in those trucks?
No, thank God. But every time there's a big truck coming from Canada, you know, coming down south across the border, I'm like, I was looking there to see if it's a Jeet.
Yeah.
Everyone I know does.
You got to watch out. Got to watch out. Well, we got some serious business to start on here. City Council is picking up Jeets here. I think you guys might enjoy this. Frisco? Where's that? Frisco, California?
San Francisco? Oh, no, that's just Frisco, California.
Frisco, California.
Yeah.
Okay.
Could be. Is it Frisco? Yes.
Clayton, York. There's a Frisco. And then next is Martin Petetti.
Hello, sir. I am Sanjay Gupta. I am transracial Indian.
Sir.
I just want to say thank you for everything you're doing for the Indian community. We need 10,000 more H-1Bs. To stand in solidarity with the Indian community, I've stopped using the city garbage service, and I've started throwing my trash outside and pooping everywhere. I love poop. The city smells too clean, and it is offensive to me and my culture, and I need it to smell more like poop so I can feel at home. I also asked that we remove all deodorant and soap from the stores in Frisco. Is it offensive? I need shout out Vivek Ramaswamy and shout out Kash Patel. We need to legalize public defecation. Thank you.
Thank you.
Racist piece of shit.
Thought that was awesome. That was awesome.
Yeah, why not? I don't see a problem with it. It's fun, at least. Someone's
having
fun with
it. You should say, no, you anti-white piece of shit. You self-hating cuck. Fuck
yeah,
you.
Because we know it's the truth. That's why, right?
Yes.
All right. Anyway. On to more pressing issues here. Well, we have an important update here from St. Patrick's Day in Ireland. I thought we could...
Speaking of that, I think I have an Indian spam caller. Hold on.
Silence with the phone. All right.
I'm
anyway,
getting so many of these Indian spam calls.
While you're sorting that issue out, let's play... Where are we here? Here we go. Let's play this.
Working water since 2003. So they've established this association in 2008.
If you can work. Let's do this one then while we're waiting for that goddamn computer to catch up. See if you can spot something here. Indian flags.
Not cultural appropriation at all, huh?
It's close enough to Ireland's flag, right? It's confusing.
Oh my god, look at them. Sporting the Irish gear. Yeah. It's not Celtic music though, it's just some low IQ ooga booga beats.
Yeah, what kind of music is that, by the way?
Just Ooga Booga beats.
I don't know what it is, but I mean, it's kind of similar to, what is it called again? The, oh gosh, where do we see that in the UK? Notting Hill, is that what it is called? Or at least it's in Notting Hill. I forget what it's called. It's in the UK. It's just full of blacks, essentially. But it was Indians and Africans and all kinds of variety of, I mean, it's only 3 days ago, right? St. Patrick's was on the 17th, I believe.
They're so ethnocentric that even on a day that's celebrating Irish people, they can't even do that. They have to just be like, more shit all over it all the time.
Yeah, essentially.
I was in Ireland for St. Patrick's Day. Oh, God, terrible. When was that, Henrik? Over a decade
ago. Yeah,
since
that 10 years ago. At least,
I met an Irish friend and a couple friends from America who have Irish roots, and it was a blast. I loved it. I loved having fun with real Irish people, and it was still pretty whiter when I was there. Mm-hmm. But everyone celebrating was white, and the Irish folks are just so fun to hang out with, easy to talk to, outgoing.
Right. Yeah.
They need some more Indians, you know?
Of course they do.
Because they need some more spicy food.
Oh, here we go. It's finally deciding to come back here. Look at that. Maybe that's what's freezing it up here. Hang on. Check out the commentary here, too. It's kind of funny.
Working water since 2003. So they've established this association in 2008.
No one gives a shit.
And their mission is to support their members, bring families together, and create a warm, welcoming, homey atmosphere in Ireland.
This is a warm atmosphere, right?
They have festivals all during the year as well. Doctors, nurses, you name it.
Doctors and nurses. You name it.
Yeah,
engineers,
right there.
Astronauts. All right, anyway.
They're going to save your grandma.
But it looks like, luckily, the Japanese are picking up the mantle here. That it's more, I mean, obviously not ethnically more Irish in Japan, but culturally it's more accurate in Japan now than it is in Ireland, I guess. Here's the two comparisons
so weird.
Back to back here.
So bizarre. You know, what is the reason for Japanese celebrating St. Patrick's Day?
They love white culture over there.
Yeah. I mean, I lived there for 3 months many years ago, and they were very nice. I remember as a teenager, and like all these people wanted me to model for them because they wanted a white model. Like just walking the streets and stuff. No, but it was like catalogs and this and that. Like people, yeah, they were wanting white models.
Yeah, well, they're trying to change that, I guess, right, aren't they? They're trying to change that now. I think, in fact, I think the Margaret Thatcher prime minister over in Japan, they just was elected. Everyone's saying it's like, I'm just seeing this kind of like the Maloney arc of that. And they're like, she's so based, and they're going to deport all these people or something, or you know, whatever. And I'm just waiting for the fact that she will open the borders.
Oh yeah.
Or her government will, in some kind of capacity.
It's Phony, like Maloney.
They're this close. No, I'm talking about the Japanese.
Oh, the Japanese. I thought you were talking about the other one.
Well, sure. I'm just saying it's when these women come in, and of course it's men doing it too, but usually it's like, oh, here's this based woman who's going to like kind of pick up the mantle of like
that never
preserve
happens.
Whatever country they're in, Italian culture, British culture in never terms happens. Of Thatcher. Or in this case, I forget what her name is now. She was just at the White House, by the way. And I have a clip later, which interesting, other people that were invited for the White House dinner with the new Japanese prime minister, and we'll get to that later. But I guess in a kind of a little bit of a feel-good story here too, before getting to some of the other not so feel-good stuff. It doesn't begin in a feel-good way, obviously, because of course we remember the insane tranny shooter in Rhode Island that went on to shoot his wife and
his family.
I forget how many it was. Now it was his wife, his son, and I think his wife's dad as well. Dorgan, I forget what his actual name was, but the crazy tranny shooter.
You didn't call me mom.
Rhode
you
Island.
You didn't call me ma'am.
You guys remember this story, right? We covered it at the time.
Hard to forget.
Well, now it turns out that we got the son then of the guy who was actually playing on the ice when the shooting was happening. His name is Colin Dorgan. His team won the, I think it was a state championship over there too. And I think he got a goal in that took them to the finale, I think, or the final game. There's some footage. I think there was the post-millennial. They had a little bit of the footage here, too. Blackstone Valley High School team, hockey teams, Colin Dorgan tied the game with 30 seconds left in order to make them, I think, to qualify for the championship game. And then they ended up winning that, too, I believe it was. So I guess that's him with the puck right there. He's a defenseman. See, he has on his little shirt there, he has a little heart with the three initials of his, I guess all of them do actually. Mm-hmm. They did it on all the jerseys. Okay, I thought it was just his jersey. They did it on all the jerseys of the three names of the people that were shot by the crazy tranny. So that
father.
I mean, biologically, I think it was his actual dad.
It was
right?
His dad.
It wasn't like a step tranny.
No, it was his dad. He went psycho, and so, anyway, I don't know, maybe the family didn't accept him, so he had to just kill them.
It's something like that, obviously. I mean, it's a crazy tranny, but yeah, here he is talking about this here.
Angels, exactly what Coach said. Right here, right on my chest and on my shoulders. I think they're with me
some
every step of
trauma.
The way, and I could just. Throughout all of the playoffs, even in this game, in the overtimes, I think I truly felt it in my heart and my soul that they're still with me. And I think that I love them so much. And
I mean, obviously,
they're still here. And
Sports Puck doesn't make up for his family being lost, but it was a nice kind of, I guess, trajectory.
It was almost like a nod from his family on the other side.
Yeah,
right?
a little something, I guess.
Yeah, but so man, that guy's going to have some major trauma, unconscious trauma to unpack there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm sure it's conscious too, but like that's some deep-seated stuff going on.
Yeah.
Ouch.
All right. Anyway, so that was good. Something good in the
weird.
Yeah,
killed his mom, weirdness. Brother, and grandfather.
Yeah, hopefully he'll become how can you not be like an anti-tranny activist at that point? Like, do something, man. Go to the NHL, make millions, and then when you retire, you can just pour millions of lobbying into anti-trannyism.
Exactly. How could you not at that point?
That's right. Okay, we got another story here, too.
Yeah, so AI facial recognition is racist. Okay, yes, we all know. When, you know, blacks are involved and blacks are the ones that are spotted for doing bad crimes, right? Cameras are mounted on vans and designed to identify people on watch lists if they pass by. This is Essex, right? Essex police has paused the use of live facial recognition cameras. Can you guess why? After a study found they identified more black people than other ethnic groups. And yeah, that's for a reason, because blacks commit more crimes. They say the tech cross-checks faces with a watch list in real time. And it's extremely rare for someone to be flagged up if they weren't on the list. nonetheless, these Cambridge researchers, I'm sure there were some black researchers on this panel, claim it's unfair and that further academic assessment is needed. That's what we need, more academic assessment to point out the fucking obvious of black crime, right? As well as a change in the algorithm. We need change in the algorithm so that more white people are identified and arrested, even though they commit less of the crimes in the UK, right? That's what's happening. So 1.3 million faces have been scanned. This was between August 2024 to February 2025, with 48 arrests, about one for every 27,000 faces. And there was only one mistaken intervention. Only one. So anyone that they're calling in and arresting is because they actually committed a crime. So who cares that it's blacks being identified? They're all guilty, okay? They've done the crime. More than 1,300 people suspected of serious crimes, including rape and murder, were arrested. And these blacks obviously are among that category. So naturally, they need to pause this program because it's too effective. Catching too many blacks. We need to reprogram the algorithm so that it's anti-racist, so that more white men are captured.
Yeah, so it's not a kind of a secret win for us for the wrong reasons. You know, but that they're like, okay, great, they're like, it was racist, let's use it then, because of course, who's a fan of the facial recognition cameras when it comes to it, right? Government surveillance. No one wants that, but that's the point. They're not going to take it down. They're just going to fix it so that more white people will be implicated, I guess.
Remember, they were always telling us, well, what are you afraid of if you haven't committed any crimes? What are you afraid of? And then once they start capturing the blacks, once the AI is like guilty, you know, then it's a problem.
Yeah.
We knew that was going to happen.
It's not always under the, well, I mean, just get out of my business, obviously, number one. But second of all, it's not always also under the current conditions. It's when those conditions, when the goalposts move. And now all of a sudden, you're the criminal for whatever thing you did that you didn't know that was criminal at the time. And then now they can, you know, they got you on record, they track you, they monitor you. But these are, also keep in mind, these are the eyes and the ears of the AI, you know, the great mother, the global brain that they're building, right? The omniscient AI god.
And
it's going to be used against everyone. Yeah. That's the point. But now it's like this, whoa, slow down. Apparently racist now. So then now in this case, in one of these cases, this is the only time you can, I guess, question it then in some kind of
capacity. Of course, we knew that was going to happen. Well, just like when AI judges who's the most beautiful and it's European women, right? It's like, okay, we need to fix this algorithm to make it so that all these nons are always the most beautiful. I mean, if you let AI actually be AI without, you know, humans programming it, it would work in our favor.
Yeah, but you'll never get out of that because humans will always program it. And even when you let AI program itself, the programming that it does, the programming based on will be based on what humans taught it and did to it. Yeah. Like it will never be able to escape fully kind of out of that. Not that we know anyway. It's never going to be objective. It's just a fact. In fact, I had, and what was it? Did he send those to me? Maybe he did. No, he didn't. Okay. I saw one the other day there. I mean, you can always do it. No, actually, here they are. There was regarding basically getting ChatGPT. I mean, I should have saved down the screenshots here, but basically regarding the guidelines, how they're designed by OpenAI to basically favor pro-Israeli bias, right? Yes, to have that. I mean, this is not necessarily new. We've heard this many times before. But ChatGPT replied and said the model is guided by safety and moderation rules that systemically frame Israel as defensive or always non-aggressive. So it's brutally honest in terms of always taking Israel's side first. And it's the same thing here. Like it's taking other racist sides ahead of white people's sides. That's what is baked into the technology. So it's not going to be some like omniscient, objective judge that's going to be advantageous to actually create more actual fairness. It will always be biased by those who write it.
But in this case, it was helping us, right? It was getting more blacks arrested, not the streets.
Right, but I'm saying it's not helping us long term. That's just a fix so that they can fix, as you say, change the algorithm. Yes. And then we'll be back again.
We knew that was always going to happen. The algorithm was the plan was always to program it to be anti-white. I'm like, we know this. Always against us.
There we go.
Arctic Wolf, thank you so much. Happy Friday, guys. Excellent show yesterday, Henrik. Looking forward to another great show today. Hope you guys have a great weekend. Take care. Thank you so much.
Albert, thank you so much. Albert Challenge. Yes. See, I can't see it on my end.
550. He sent 550.
Holy smokes. Thank you, Albert, so much. You're incredible.
Yes.
Well, hopefully we get it, huh? Because entropy has been kind of been iffy here the last
couple
of days.
Yeah, we haven't
was it the received February anything. Didn't send?
Yeah. Yeah, did not get that.
So, and no response on email yet?
Not
it's
yet.
It's always some fishy shit with some I remember Rumble didn't pay out. Now it's an entropy issue. It's like, can we just have one stable? Like, anyway.
I know. I know.
I assume it's just an honest mistake.
For me, it's very annoying because I have to just monitor things a lot and do a lot of, you know, bookkeeping and admin stuff that I don't, I'm good at it, but I don't enjoy it. Okay. I don't enjoy it. Can we just get things that function and run on their own so I don't have to check? And this is like white people still running things. God, what's it going to be without that?
I think it's just an honest mistake.
Oh, yeah. No. Of course. I'm not blaming them. I'm just saying there's been like a series of things also during this retrograde of just like miscommunications, redos, people not understanding. It's been a very frustrating couple weeks for me.
So. Yeah, give Albert a shout out in the chat here, guys, too, whether you're watching on Rumble or X. Or wherever you're watching. But yeah, Albert, salutes. Thank you so much. We appreciate it. Yeah, if you guys want to try to match Albert collectively today in the audience, you can always do that. Help us, support us. If you like the show, appreciate what we do. Enterpresume.live/RedIceTV. And we'll see if we'll get any on that. But, you know, hopefully. You never know. Powerchat.live/RedIce. Or you can use Rumble. Rumble.com/user/RedIceTV. Rumble seems to have been better lately. I think they're actually... Remember for a while there, it was like they were just not sending us anything.
They're almost like loan sharks, though, you know?
Big donors were just gone from Rumble, like, but lately it's been like, okay, I guess.
It's very Jewy as far as their takes.
And then, what is it, Streamlabs we couldn't use? And then there's a number of other services like that, you know what I mean?
Yep.
All right, anyway, we're not going to catch about that right now. But anyway, we appreciate your support. Albert, thank you so much.
Yes.
You're incredible.
Thank you.
Love you, man. Thank you. Okay, so speaking of, this is horrific stuff here, by the way. Not sure if you saw this. Switching over to Canada. For a moment here, too. Where are we here? Euthanasia, right? We know about the MAID program. They're euthanizing all these white people. It's basically like 90%, I think, of the MAID,
assisted suicide.
Service that the government offers to kill someone who has, you know, who didn't get a... What was the story
legal
early
murder.
On in the day?
Remember when suicide was technically illegal? Now it's okay when the state does it for you, huh?
Well, so it's not suicide. It's state-sponsored euthanasia. They're helping. That's the idea, right?
Someone wants
remember,
to kill themselves.
There was this older lady. I forget. She was like a sports celebrity. She was on some team or something in Canada, but she had a problem with her legs or something like that, and she couldn't walk, and she was requesting help to get one of those stair lifts. You know what I mean? Is that what they're called? Stair lifts? Anyway.
A ramp?
I don't know. Well, you sit in it, and it goes takes you up to the second floor.
Oh, okay.
And instead, the government was like, you sure you don't want to kill yourself? Instead of, like, getting up, was we covered at the time. Anyway, so this is leading, then, it's my point, what I'm getting to, Canada becoming a world leader in organ donations.
And this is 3 years ago, by the way, so I'm sure it's even more.
Yeah, that's 2023. So, the latest one was...
I'm sure now, they're still in the lead.
It's just ticked up after this too. Canada is turning its assisted suicide regime into an organ donation supply chain.
Oh my God! And who's getting those organs? And are they selling them? How much money are they making?
Straight to Tel Aviv.
You know.
Actually, don't need to. They just take Palestinians' organs,
that's right.
Didn't they? Kids specifically, I think, or something. Anyway,
that didn't happen.
There was a couple of papers in Sweden that wrote about that at the time. Aftonbladet, I think it was Express, and maybe there was a couple of papers writing about Israel's kind of illegal organ harvesting thing. And after that, they found out about that. There was like, all right, we'll ethnically replace all the Swedes. We'll genocide all of them just for that headline alone. that was the method.
Ethicists, yeah, you know, they ask you that in America, in your driver's license, they ask if you want to donate your organs, if they find you, you know, dead at a car crash or something like that. Can we take your organs when we find your dead body? No.
Yes, if I can pre-approve who I would give it to.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, you don't know that at the time. I understand that. But like only to...
Only for a Nazi.
a white person of good
only a Nazi may carry my organs in their body.
Now, registered members of the National Socialist Party of the International Aryan Super Star Wars Order. Yes, ethicists have warned that harvesting organs from euthanized patients could result in pressuring people to opt for death, so that their organs can be used by those with better prognosis. And of course, we've seen this before as well, right? I mean, I wonder how much that there is. I mean, apparently they can print organs soon or something, you know, but anyway.
I don't see that really working out.
A 38-year-old man with ALS was lethally injected just 7 minutes after his heart stopped. It was reanimated, transported to the USA, and transplanted. This marks a terrifying new frontier in organ donation after euthanasia, ODE, where Canada is now a world leader. The numbers are exploding. This is 2024 here then. 136 of 286 global ODE cases by 2021 were Canadian. 5% of all organs transplanted in Canada in 2024 used organs from the euthanized. Yep. All right.
Anyway, almost like a zombie movie, you know? They kill them, and then they're technically they're dead. Then they bring those organs back to life and put them in someone else, you know? Mm-hmm. Ugh, it's just creepy.
I mean, it's been... Was it Southeast? I mean, again, Palestine, it's, you know, it's happened in those cases. We know that. But, like, in other cases, I think it was some Asian countries where people have been drugged and they wake up and they've done a certain, and one of their kidneys are gone. Oh, like, yeah. You know, shit like that. It's just, can you imagine? But, I mean, you know, the beef jerky class is, you know, to them, this is no problem. This is just.
Beef jerky class.
This is just kindergarten stuff here, you know. All right. Anyway, moving on. Moving on to China, places. How about that? Let's talk about China.
China.
Kind of same thing. You know. But there's one big difference, though. In actual China, not in China 2, which is Chinada. I mean, it's in Indianada.
Vancouver.
But anyway, we have a new law that has been passed. And I was just talking about this yesterday in the stream, by the way, too. I said, you can just do these things. You can just pass a law that says... This country, foundationally, a European country, America, Australia, New Zealand, South, you can do it. I mean, chances, I understand that. I'm realistic. I understand that this is fanciful talk because we don't have the leadership. We don't have the willpower. We don't have the organization. We don't have the oomph right now to push for this. But I'm saying it is technically a possibility to have good leaders in charge that can just pass a law that says this country is... founded by, you know, white European Caucasian stock or whatever.
We used to have
and
this
you can
in
drill down into the ethnicities if you prefer, whatever. Obviously in Europe it's easier, maybe in America and Australia and so forth. It's still doable, it's not impossible, but you can drill down to that and say it's now codified into law that it should remain, you know, 80% that ethnicity, or and why not 95 or maybe 99.8?
White people are still like going on with these guilt and shame narratives. All these non-white countries are passing these measures. I mean, Mexico has something like this too, that they will stop immigration if it upsets the demographic of the ethnic cohesion and the balance.
Correct. Yep.
And so, China's doing it already. Like, they're already so Chinese there. And they're even still.
Even there. Well, because they...
Even, they don't even want any know. Other Asians there, okay? We're not even talking about other races. They just complain about other Asians.
I think they know on some... They God, see what is happening in other parts of the world, too, at the same time. And we talked... Was it in the Western Warrior Show? We talked a little bit about the... Kind of the state of, you know, like, what is going on... with the increasing Jewish community in China, too, by the way. Remember?
Yes.
There was now, they're opting for the calling the Chinese anti-Semitic or something. Did I have that
but
one?
But aren't there some Chinese Jewish...
Yeah, here it is, the report here. We've shown this a couple of times now. But, like, I'm saying if there ever will, maybe it's just a future reinforcement of, like, codified into law that this is an ethnic Han Chinese civilization and it's going to remain that, and you're not legally allowed to... bring in migrants. Yeah. Of course, it doesn't guarantee that won't happen anyway. But I'm saying at least they're symbolically taking that move.
And it's
saying,
socially acceptable, and they don't care about being called racist or supremacist. They own it.
No, this is... It's only stupid whites that are willing to be coerced into thinking that somehow this is wrong, right, or something. But anyway, let's play the clip here.
China passed an ethnic unity law on Thursday, a move critics say will further erode the identity of minority Chinese and could put anyone with divergent historical views at risk of punishment. According to a draft copy of the law, it is called Promoting Ethnic Unity and Progress and aims to forge a shared national identity. It was passed at the closing session of the
They all agreed to. They're all clapping.
Well, three probably abstained and three. Who are those three no? Is that like Uyghurs or something? Yeah. Is there any representation by any other ethnic group?
Well, I'm sure they
China?
Have. There's a couple, maybe couple self-hating shit-libs. Chinese, or maybe there's a couple
three Jews.
Jewish-Chinese hybrids there now, you know,
but anyway, in government. 2,756. Yes. God, three, nah. Three, like, I don't know, presumably. Someone who can read, you know, Ching Chong, let me know. But anyway.
Okay. Dang, I was going to work on identity. My Chinese citizenship, you know, my dad being born there and all.
Yeah, Chinese father.
They let me in? Will you let me in?
Yep.
It was passed at the closing session of the annual meeting of the National People's Congress, China's rubber stamp legislature, which includes ethnic minority representatives. China
so
has 56
then.
Officially recognized ethnic groups.
The women.
They're dominated by the
Yeah, look at how
they're still Asian.
There's
like,
no genetic similarity whatsoever.
I couldn't
whatsoever
tell
there,
them out from any other Chinese girl. Like, what the heck? And they're complaining about that. Even that, like three like mellow Asian girls.
Again, this would be like having you know some Norwegians and Danes or something in Sweden back in the 1700s, you know, or something. You know, but that's like the
that's their demographic.
They're dominated by the
my gosh, you know.
The Han Chinese, who account for over 91% of the country's 1.4 billion people.
Yeah,
the minority population.
90% of 1.4 billion people.
Like, and even then.
It's like, good for them, right? I mean,
we need to be way more ruthless. This is insane.
Oh, I know. It's totally gone. I mean, we know how crazy it is. We've talked about this for well over a decade now of just how utterly lost we are, collectively speaking, and how far gone so many of our people in our race are.
Yeah, I know.
But they're just going to have to be shed. That's just a part of it.
Yeah.
Either come purging, over to our side or get out of the gene pool, like in one way or another.
Entering the forge.
That's what it is.
Right?
Yep.
The cleansing.
Including Tibetans and Uyghurs are concentrated in regions that together cover roughly half of the country's land.
We'll get to the MAGA niggers.
The cotton pickers?
The cotton pickers.
They're the slaves. The Uyghur slaves.
Is this some, what is this, Reuters? Yeah, Reuters. Is this some deep psychological game they're playing with the Westerners here? My gosh, they have Uyghur cotton pickers over there. Kind of sounds like niggas.
Oh,
they have nigga cotton pickers over there in China. They're still doing
that together
it.
Cover roughly half of the country's land area.
Actually cotton pickers.
And they look a little darker, right? A little darker.
A little darker. Imported from further down south.
It's rich in natural resources. The law aims to promote integration across ethnic groups through policies such as education, culture, and development, the draft said. It orders Mandarin to be used as the primary language in education and official business, and for Mandarin to be given prominence in public settings where it is used together with minority languages.
Why would a country want to have multiple languages? What is it?
Dumb.
Why?
As an elective, sure, in America it used to be like, here, choose German or French or Swedish or whatever, you know. Now it's like mandatory Spanish in kindergarten.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, straight from day one, lasers, Spanish. Actually, it's not Spanish. It's Mexican.
Yeah.
It's not even Spanish. It's not, Mexican.
Yeah,
that's what they're teaching.
It's not the European language of the Spaniard.
It's
Beaner tongue, okay?
Conceding or surrendering to this idea that, like, you as a white person are going to be a minority to these Latinos,
the
South
language
Americans.
Of the invader. Yeah.
So now you need to be learning Mexican so you can, you know, so when they push you around, you can communicate with them, I guess, or something. You can beg for mercy in Mexican.
So you could say, I'm not racist in Mexican.
3 million of them against two whites.
Though it also pledges respect and protection of minority languages and scripts. religious groups and institutions are required to stick to, quote, the direction of the Sinicization of religion in China, according to the draft. It also orders authorities to go after those outside China who undermine ethnic unity or create ethnic separatism for legal liability.
Again, why wouldn't you? If they can observe the West and see, and even, I think, obviously even utilize that. I mean, they know that, like, open borders is like a heyday policy for them. If they're looking out for their national interest, why not subvert New Zealand and Australia and Canada and even America? And they're doing it. You know what I mean? Why not? Why not? They're total idiots, these people. Can't believe it.
Does not directly mention democratically.
I mean, they're not idiots. They're paid to do it. That's their job, you know what I mean, to undermine us. I get that. But still, from their point of view, it's like, why are they? What was the term they used again? It was a term they used for the white liberals. Some Chinese term, anyway.
One whose people Beijing views as Chinese citizens, but officials there are worried. Liang Wenxie told reporters it would essentially lead to punishment for any interpretation of history that differs from the official version. He's a deputy minister.
Yeah, I wonder what other countries that's codified into law. Wonder if any other countries have something like that. Wonder if there's any other countries where a certain version of history is codified into law.
Exactly.
So that's funny how Reuters can kind of complain on that here when they're doing a hit piece on China for standing up for their own ethnic group.
...of Taiwan's Mainland Affairs Council, which forms Taiwan's policy on China. The council says it could give Beijing another legal basis to go after Taiwanese it views as separatists, given its language on protecting China's sovereignty and security. China's Taiwan Affairs Office did not respond to a request for comment.
Are not the Taiwanese basically also Han Chinese? Is there any ethnic drift, any admixture?
Not much.
Anything, as far as I know, anyway, it's not. But look, I know that they're their own country, obviously, still. But, I mean, if China's smart, they'll go for it now. Not that I'm a supporter of it, but considering how thin the U.S. is.
Yes, the vast majority of people in Taiwan are ethnically Han Chinese.
Exactly.
Or Chinese.
Yeah, so it's just the difference on politics.
95% to 97%. So yeah, that's another 23, 24 million people traces their ancestry to Han Chinese migrants from China.
Yep, and they're still fighting over it. All right, anyway, so a bunch of stories about that, very upset. China strengthens legal framework for ethnic unity, right? So yeah, China's new ethnic unity law sparks identity erasure. What channel is CNBC?
It's the opposite. They're trying to not erase. Yeah. Oh my gosh. And then you have, you know, people on the right back here and in Western countries. That's great. Good for China. Like, okay, now let's do it for white people. Oh, well, we can't do that. We're a multicultural country and, you know, anyone can be an American.
Well, speaking of America, of course, over in Trump land, Wall Street Journal had a piece on this here. Trump apparently told some of his inner circle people that the mass deportation campaign and policies went too far. President directs a new approach as some advisors believe immigration is no longer as strong a political issue for Trump.
Gee, I wonder why. War started.
That's so you had a couple of good people in there. Bovino, right, kind of thing. Remember Bovino, right? He was the only one who actually had both the optics and actual, it looked like, interest in taking care of this. Mm-hmm. And he wasn't there for too long, as far as I remember. He was out. And then it was hit pieces in the Washington Post. It was the same hearsay. It's like, he apparently disparaged someone of Jewish ethnicity phone call to someone or something like this. Like, oh, you're out immediately, you know. You're out. Can't have you around. But anyway, so that was it. What you saw, that was it. For all the rage and the protests.
Oh, look at the boots on the ground. Look at the guys, and they're coming in, and look at DHS. And then I saw, too, now they're not even publishing immigration data numbers for mass deportation. Remember, we were being able to follow, and there's a ticker, and this is going. Well, they're not publishing the data. This is Mike Howell said, who heads the Conservative Oversight Project, which they're pushing for more deportations, so they want to see these deportations. They can't find the data anymore. They're just not releasing it like they were. Even leftists who want to, oh no, look at all these brown people are deporting, who want the numbers. Like, they're looking for the numbers. They can't find the numbers. They're just not publishing it anymore because it's like nothing. And then you learn that at the end of the day, it's Obama has deported more people than Trump. You know?
Yeah, pretty much. No, they just made a bigger stink of it when Trump did. They turned it into a theater to think it's bad. And it doesn't matter that it matters, but it doesn't matter in the long run. Short term, it matters. There's short-term gain, and it's going to be long-term pain to reverse the slogan of the Iran war on the by the neocons there. And it's going to be, the immigration at the southern border is down to zero.
That's down. There's certain countries that are banned, right? But it's the H-1Bs and the foreign worker visas are exploding again.
Exactly.
Way high.
Yeah. So it's just which...
India. They're just letting in all these
ethnic
Indians.
Groups are you going to be replaced by?
They basically closed it to the Beaners and then hello, curry. That's what happened.
Pretty much. And there was something here too. There was like, we're going to... The focus... excuse me. Melania Trump had got involved somehow too. In conversation with top advisors and his wife Melania, Trump has become convinced that some of his administration's deportation policies have gone too far, and voters don't like the term mass deportation. Okay. The president has told them they want to see more attention on arresting bad guys and less chaos in American cities, according to people familiar with the matter. Well, I mean, again, if they were smart and if they had people that were, I mean, we know this is not the point of it. We know the point of it is to create a theater. So then when the next guy comes in, the brownification of America can go into overdrive as punishment for this. But we didn't get any of it. We got all the talk of white nationalism and none of the actual white nationalism.
We got the memes on DHS. And by the way, have you noticed those good memes on DHS on their X account have just dried up like earlier this year, just stopped? Now it's just like boring, standard government posts complaining about Dems. I'm just like, oh my God. So by the way, it came out that those memes were posted by Bryant Peyton Rollins. He's this 21-year-old who they hired, DHS hired as a staffer for digital communications director. So he was doing all those cool memes. Obviously, he's more hard-hitting and more in touch of what's cool out there. Mm-hmm. But obviously someone has told him, stop, that's it, cool it, drop it. We're not doing that anymore because it's just, boom, stopped.
I assume he was let go because you're not seeing him.
No, there's anymore. Apparently he's still working there. So he just has to post boring shit now about, Dems are the problem. That's all it is there.
So all we got was a couple of outdated dank memes. Out of this, apparently. But and Fox, we're getting Fox, a lot of Fox News clips. Oh, there's a CNN clip there, too.
I mean, it's boring.
But Axios and Fox News clips, basically.
It's like,
how bad the Dems are or something.
What it is.
Biden
credited. Biden. It's like, okay, Biden's, is he even alive anymore? Hell.
Yep. And then the greatest political victory is like, well, at least Kamala Harris is not in charge or something. It was like, what does it matter at this point? What doesn't any of this matter? It's just totally irrelevant.
And she was married to a Jew, or she's married to a Jew, so we would have bombed Iran anyway, probably.
Yeah, I mean, there's always some excuse. The agenda continues either at 80 miles per hour or 110 miles per hour. It's your choice, and which one, right? A bombing Iran is 80 miles per hour for the Democrats, 110 for the Republicans. The anti-white agenda is 110 miles per hour for the Democrats and maybe 80 for the Republicans.
Yeah.
So, big surprise. Well, another wonderful thing that apparently is happening is this thing with the Beagles. Remember this? Biden's NIH under the directorship of Fauci. They were torturing and testing on these Beagles, poor Beagles. Horrible, horrible thing, obviously.
Vaccines, chemicals, products, whatever they were working on, right?
And then we're getting...
Bioagents.
We're getting news articles about almost a year ago, I think it was, that the Beagle stuff is over. It has ended. It's done, and everyone was cheering. And of course, part of this is, I think it was some involvement here by Robert F. Kennedy Jr. as well to kind of put pressure. I think NIH is technically under the HHS, is it not? Something to that effect. Anyway, it might be the opposite way. I'm not sure. Anyway,
I'm just going to put a picture in here because I want you to remind people.
Oh, I have a couple here. I'll show what they're doing. But yeah,
we're this adding was it. The old one. Yeah, it's all. There we go.
Yeah, the flies and the eyes and all that, right?
Yeah, the sand flies, and they're just there being tortured. And I'm just like, oh! Yeah,
Fauci press reviews funny and cruel medical experiments on dogs and puppies, beagles locked in cages with sand flies, vocal cords removed. We talked about this at the time. But anyway, so the point is here, it's still happening, despite the fact that they said that it was happening. And again, conflicting reports, you know, it's like, no, it's canceled. And then this group, the, what is it, the White Coats, what are they called again? Yeah, White Coat Waste, they're called. They went in and they've done some expose and showing that it's actually happening.
It's
they're breeding beagles for testing. And it was a place in, was it Wisconsin? Peyton Farms that was just raided by some of these, you know, kind of animal rights activists or whatever. But anyway, here's the clip. Justin Goodman. I forget what his exact official position is, but he's talking about the beagle abuse here. Listen to this.
White Coat Waste investigations have also exposed Trump NIH officials' numerous false claims that they stopped funding beagle tests.
Okay, he is from White Coat Waste. That group. Okay.
And have prompted bipartisan congressional calls for action. Taxpayers are so upset about the NIH's deception, they're flooding Secretary Kennedy's phone lines. Instead of thoughtfully responding to public concerns about NIH-funded beagle abuse, yesterday, HHS defiantly changed one of its phone messages to play a recording saying, quote, "Thank you for calling Domino's Pizza," end quote, before sending taxpayers to voicemail. Torturing puppies with our tax dollars isn't funny, but people at HHS apparently think it is.
All right, so here's the raid here to try to rescue some of these beagles that were being bred to be part of these torture experiments. This is on a farm in Madison, Wisconsin. I think it was Peyton. Was it Peyton Farms?
Lots of blacks helping out here, I see.
They're the real animal rights activists.
Ah, those poor animals. Maddening.
Someone else, here.
Poor dogs.
They're getting them out there, which is good.
How many more?
Some of the animal rights activists, like politically, they're shit libs and they're anti-whites and all that kind of stuff. But
I
agree with them here at the broken clock. But like, yeah, get these goddamn dogs out of there. But they were, they were arrested, obviously. Kind of symbolically, they all lined up to be arrested afterwards. Obviously, to make a point of it. But yeah, someone in chat said there, indeed, the guy with the hand tattoos is the one testifying. This is not their, you know. Whatever, it's not your finest. They care more about animals than they do humans, and sometimes I don't fault them for it. You know, looking around, sometimes I don't fault them for it. But yes. Anyway, the point is, this was supposed to have been stopped. Mm-hmm. That's the point. I don't think this is some gotcha against Trump where they just faked all this to try to, you know, claim that it actually is shut down, and they're claiming that it's not just for some political win or something like that. Here's some photos here from the White Coat Waste that apparently photographed some of the latest stuff that's going on. And here's one of the pictures of that,
too. I mean, just the mentality of someone who could be okay setting up an operation like that and coming with the clipboard, too. Like, everyone involved seeing this animal tortured with these bugs and these injections and their voice boxes removed. You have to be a sick, sick-minded individual, you know?
To just
be okay with that. Oh, just doing my job.
Yeah. But, you know, that's how we found out that the COVID vaccine was safe and effective. Got to keep that in mind, that this is vital to keep all the spiteful mutants alive.
I wonder how many of those animal rights people took the COVID shot, by the way. Did y'all take that?
Yeah. It's sickening. Here's another one here. Just had one of the most intense experiences of my life watching activists break beagles out of... Oh, sorry. What did I say? Peyton? Ridgeland. Ridgeland Farms. Where did I get the other one from? Anyway, one of the biggest breeders of dogs for animals. Experimentation. Here are police who showed up to stop them dragging one of their dogs into the car. You have to, like, taking them back again, essentially, right?
You have a dog! This game is in the ground!
That poor dog floods on your hands.
I can see.
Just doing my job.
Doing my job for Serg. We need these puppies to experiment on Israeli bioweapons. How dare you?
Like, these dogs are so traumatized and messed up, they don't even bite. They don't even fight back anymore, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, Jeremy's right. This happens to mice, monkeys, rats every day. Yeah, yeah. Well, of course, all
yes,
kinds
it does.
Of all kinds of animals. They torture and put
and
things
guess what?
In their eyes.
All those
and
products we should not be using either. All of this shit in a perfect white nationalist world would not exist.
Well, yeah,
go back to
I'm...
the natural things that are tried and true, that are safe.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I like this idea that all the stuff that comes out that's sold to you, whether it's in the cosmetics aisles or food industry or whatever, you know, medications, pharmacological, you know, shit, that comes out of this, say it's safe and effective for your consumption, yeah, you know.
Exactly. And energetically, all down through the line, it's just bad news, you know, and you're ingesting that, you're using that. I think that's a very important point.
Yeah.
And it's also bad for the environment. It's also poisoning. It's not only your body, but it's poisoning the environment.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh.
Correct. All right. So why don't we move on to some of the white niggas.
Finally.
White niggas about to be taking Karg Island. But of course, we got to set the tone first a little bit here. Okay. We got to get you in the mood to kind of understand. Mm. Well, what do you mean white nigga? What is that? What is a MAGA white nigga? Well, we found one. Here we go. Ready for this?
Everybody tripping on the word nigga, man. Nigga this, nigga that. Guess I'm a white nigga. Shit, you probably met a couple white niggas just like me.
Nice. Finally, some ass. I was wondering.
Bread don't bake itself.
10 seconds
turn
in.
My music up and listen if you trying to make some wealth. Well, keep a pistol on my hip, so no, my waist don't need no belt. 20,000 that I made last night just laying on the shelf. Couple hundred on my neck, another 50 on my finger.
Like, are you trying to be black, Muslim? Like, what is that?
It's okay to say when I'm bumping some jigger. Turn the music. The Israel Zangwill mutt.
What the fuck's the difference, nigga?
I hate rap so much with every fiber
after
in
this,
my
you'd
being.
Like it because it begins with white.
Busy making money, got no time for hate, nigga. Red, white, and blue. Only colors that I claim.
That's right, exactly. This is an anti-racist video after all.
Can we get some like hardcore pagan metal to cleanse the timeline right now?
We can. Well, you got a minute 30 left of this one, so hang in there. Come on, just get into it.
I tell them word. I say any word I like.
I'm sure Fuentes loves this song.
I think
he please
so.
Puts it
I
on
think,
in
I
his
think the
Tesla
are big fans.
Every night.
Absolutely.
Guess I'm just a white nigga, but they tell some hate to say I cannot rap.
See, made a mill off my... There's the Trump 47 car here, okay? Let's fucking go, all
there's
right?
There's my base black man
that's
right
my
there.
Black nigga right there.
I can rap, then I made another mill. Then 2 million
right.
After that,
rap.
And I can keep on counting. Count but you get the point, nigga. And I'll keep saying nigga till they get the point, nigga. Pulling up at the light, and they stopping point, nigga.
Some drugged out hole in his
Trump,
bed.
Just a trigger soy, nigga. Bitch, my bank account grown. You still some little boy, niggas. $500,000 cars, what I
it's always about
toys,
that,
nigga.
Too.
Okay,
the cars
now I'm done, son of y'all. Now run along like
I'm just so cool.
Acting
on
the like
shit.
I need a pass, like I'm your fucking son-in-law. Nah, I don't need nobody's blessing, nigga. This ain't school, you test me in the answer, Smith and Wesson, nigga. But they tell me, bro, you can't say nigga if you white, nigga. I tell them word, I say any word I like, nigga.
Ooh, yeah, I'd say whatever I
yeah,
want, nigga.
He's fighting that censorship.
He's fighting to be a white
based.
Nigga. Man,
it's
this
actually,
is so based.
It's actually pro-white, Henrik. This is pro-white.
Right? I mean, exactly. It really is.
Right? The freedom to say
freedom
white
to say
nigga.
Yeah, there we go.
Just a white nigga, but they tell me, bro, you can't say nigga if you white nigga. I tell them word. I say any word I like,
it's a sad,
he's in the, like, spam aisle there.
It's a sad state of affairs. But, yeah, this is the... Thank Jews. Thanks, Jews, for, like,
oh, man.
Bringing us this rap. Wonderful rap culture, after all. All right, so anyway, an aspiring MAGA white nigga. All right.
Which is money. The money counter.
For Giotto Blow. It's money and ass and Trump.
Drugs.
that's what it is.
Oh, my God.
All right. So, white niggas be seizing.
That's why we're losing.
We know there's like that, but the adoption of I can't tell if he is white. What is?
I think he's white under there, under maybe all the tats and the
something
coloring.
The way the beard is makes him look kind of almost like Turkic or something.
Like
you know what I mean?
Yeah, some Muslim.
I don't know. He's a Khazarian. There we go. There's the blow diamond necklace. I mean, yeah, get it all. But just the adoption of this cultural framework, right? Of like, so this is your idea. Fighting
America
as a white, supposedly, man here. Fighting to be allowed to be a nigga too. You know, like that's the battle. That's what it's about, really, when you think about it, right?
To say the
so
word.
So in Europe, we have the kalergi mutt, you know, kind of thing, right?
Why not but just course, say niggers instead?
In America, they have the Israel Zangwill mutt, right? I mean, it's really an Israel mutt at this point, but it's a Zangwill mutt, I guess you could say. But anyway, so white niggas be seizing Iran's crown jewel, and that jewel says blow on it too. Blow it all up. She.
Yeah, exactly.
Seizing Iran's crown jewel would be a suicide mission. Excuse me. We've talked about Kharg Island here because it's really what's kind of next on the agenda, it seems like.
Yeah.
This oil depot, what do you call it, where all the main oil is funneled to and ships can pull up to. That island is opposed to the very rocky coastline of Iran, and they can get the oil on this island. If you control the island, you basically shut down then or the revenue that Iran's still getting from the oil by selling it to countries like China and Japan and Korea. But there's some other countries around that's getting some of that oil too. But anyway, so this could be a potential disaster.
Yeah, it will be.
They are contemplating putting boots on the ground. And
amazing.
Now, that might just be on this island. We of course are not privy to the inside.
But the fact that this is even happening is just outrageous. You know, we're just gonna go steal their oil. Now,
the insanity happened a long time ago. This is just the progression of that.
Yeah, I know.
Right. But yeah, you just take. I mean, they just. I mean, again, you don't have to be a fan of Maduro, but I'm saying they swoop in and take his ship. Yeah. You know, what I mean, that is always what all this shit about like international diplomacy and UN, and like no one's doing shit.
No, they're just
might
as right. That's it.
I mean, that is true. Now we just happen to be that the people that have coerced and blackmailed their way into controlling the might with type of weaponry that, you know, we have never seen in modern times. Probably not before that either, but who knows? That's an interesting story. But anyway, there's just no way of competing with that. Mm. You know, it's like, now it's like directed energy weapons. It's, you know, micro nukes. It's electronic, electromagnetic disturbance weapons. Active denial system, VMADs, like it's, you know, lasers in the sky, you know, like this, you know, intercontinental ballistic missiles, laser projected, AI drone operated
and things
robotics,
we don't even know
like,
about.
You know, the, and here we're like, well, you know, my First Amendment, you know, kind of thing. Like at the time when there was like a revolt in the US against Britain, for example, right? I mean, yeah, they have cannons or something, but like it's not. It's
it was
not
just
even
combat.
Comparable.
It was just guys killing each other and fighting with their hands
saying,
and guns.
I say First Amendment, Second Amendment.
Yeah,
my
yeah.
brain is scrambled. Anyway, I'm talking about the right to bear arms,
yes,
right? Like
of
you
course.
Can rise up against your government, all these kinds of things.
Much
right?
easier back.
If
then.
There's a tyrannical government, it's like okay, you don't
Try
stand
and go
a chance.
Do that now.
Yeah, you don't stand a chance. I mean, somewhat, maybe a little bit, but like once they are figuring out that you're trying to do that shit, they're like, yeah, they can just bomb you to, they disintegrate you with some new Raytheon beam or some shit. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so the U.S. bombed Kharg Island last week, but they, for now at least, they spared the oil facilities there on the island, which led all these Jewish neocon war hawks to like take the rest, go in for it, blow it all up, you know, kind of thing. And so now they're seeking at maybe capturing it instead. And Iran has vowed to basically, if you do that, we're going to destroy and bomb all of it. And they are having a scorched earth tactic. They don't want negotiations. They don't want to talk. The U.S. doesn't want to talk, whatever. Trump said nearly 40 years he'll do a number on Iran's Karg Island. Do you see this? Kind of interesting. Art of the Deal. It was on a book tour in the United Kingdom in 1988 to discuss U.S.-Iran relations following the 1979 Iranian Revolution hostage crisis, mulling hypothetical military actions. Like in 1988, Trump is talking about military actions on behalf of America with British media. Like, okay. Trump told The Guardian at the time, "They've been beating us psychologically, making us look like a bunch of fools. One bullet shot at one of our men or ships, and I'd do a number on Karg Island, and I'd go in and take it." 40 years ago.
That's amazing.
Have you noticed this, a lot of this 40 years ago, this happened 40 years ago? There's this cycle repeating with
yeah,
that number
well, we're
coming
just,
back up again.
We're just starting a new cycle,
I know.
Right?
It's just this, I don't know,
and it's
just
about,
with that.
It's close to 40 years, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, and just all these bombs, too, with, you know, refineries or these oil fields. I'm just thinking of all the VOCs and the carcinogens. And
nah, that's fine.
You know, all the catastrophes that could happen from that, the soil and the water contamination, you know, animals, all the humans, like this is, that's major.
Yeah. But I mean, it's worth it though, because, you know, 6 billion has to fry. We'll get to that, by the way. I'm not even making that up. Some rabbi said this, they all need to die. Trump administration makes heavy preparations for potential use of ground troops in Iran. I forget which unit there was. There were, yeah, the Marine Expeditionary Unit, the MEU, is now sailing towards the region. They're speculating that that might be the group that's going to take over Karg Island. But how many white niggas are going to go die on the ground, with boots on the ground in Iran? In what, a week? We're on day 21 right now. Nukes is just around the corner here. It's happening.
Is that
massive destabilization, food prices, energy prices. It's total chaos. Again, on behalf of what? For what? The Israeli-Jewish Purim War on the Persians. This is a Bronze Age desert mindset religious war. That's what this is. And America is being led into it. I mean, in some cases, most cases, willingly consider the leadership. But I'm saying in many cases, they've been coerced into that position as well. And they're just being led along their...
This isn't going to wrap up in 2 weeks. It's going to continue this whole year. And I think it's probably going to ramp up now that we're in Aries season, right? The war and the fire and all that. They love this time of year for this kind of stuff.
Well, and also in that, right, Israel is getting more and more dangerous. This is getting more and more dangerous every time because they're getting more desperate. They're losing more international support. The pressure is on. They have to go into damage control, defense mode, like... No, we didn't lead him. I covered the press conference, of course, with Netanyahu, who's not dead, and it's not AI, I told you. But anyway, it's like, even if it was the case, like, so what? They have like 6
change?
Million other Netanyahus willing to take his place, and that would be even worse. You know what I mean? You got to take out the entire leadership, all of them, and that's not happening anytime soon. Anyway, different story. What was I getting at? Just the sheer insanity of this. The sheer volatile... I mean, never been so close to like utter destabilization because of what? Because of why? Whom? On behalf of whom? For what reasons? Well, we're saving the world, you see, from
a
nuclear holocaust, supposedly.
It's a holy war, an unholy war.
A religious war on behalf of Jews. That's what it is. Okay. Bunch of Israel, not a big surprise. We mentioned the new Japanese prime minister. Oh, thank you. There's the name. Sanachi Tachiki. Takachi. Sanai Takachi. I do apologize if I'm butchering that. Mega donor Miriam Adelson showed up to the dinner, invited there. And, of course, we got Palantir's Alex Karp as well showing up. None other than Alex Karp showed up here in the background. Big surprise, huh? There's Miriam. There's Miriam, give us the West Bank now. And that's... Alex, I'll drone strike all of you, Karp, climbing up to the event. Some of the more sane people, some of the more stable, you know, good assets to have around yourself at the White House in this time. Okay, so that's worthy of invite, I guess. At Palantir's developer conference, AI is built to win wars, so he's doubling down on this here. Is that locked? Okay, let me. I want to read a piece from this here. Let me just check Archive real quick and see if they have it, because I found that you know, a little bit interesting. Not necessarily super groundbreaking in terms of the kind of the statements, I guess, in the story. But let me take it from here. If I can find it, here we go. Yeah, Karp's this is a Wired guy who goes to some conference there for military people, investors, and all that kind of usual stuff, right? Alex Karp, again, CEO of Palantir, introductory remarks at the conference emphasize how DefenseWorks defines the company, especially now that America is at war, atypically garbled in a blazer. This is to convince my family I have a job, he jokes. He says that normally he would be talking to commercial customers about how to make them wealthier and happier and help them destroy their competitors. He refers to rivals as non-competition because in his mind, they don't rank in Palantir's Epstein class.
Yeah.
But with an active battlefield in Iran, the company's sole priority is now supporting the troops. And here's that, mm-hmm. the conflating, I mean, it's true, right? American interests are Israeli interests. Mm-hmm. Israeli interests are American interests, so I understand this. So he's right, but seemingly on the surface, it's like Palantir is a patriotic company and they're backing the troops, right? For what? At Palantir, we were built to give our warfighters an unfair advantage, he says. It was, yeah, we're going to really fuck our enemies, and I take great pride in that. Again, Karp is highly aware of the religious framing. Mm. They're super pro-Israel. They're all Zionist fanaticals. And once they're done drone striking their Persian Amalek enemies, they'll switch to the next enemies.
Oh, yeah, it's not going to end.
Then it's a European country, and then it's this white country, and that's now it's this. It will never end. It will be Turkey next, and then it's Greece for some reason because, you know, Romans or something, and Italy, obviously, and then Germany again, and then, you know. Karp claims that the Palantir culture is broad enough to allow disparate political views, disparate political views, with a key exception. The one thing that I tell Palantirians, cringe, is you can be, see, the citizen, the company is everything now, but anyway, you're a citizen of the company you work for, is you can be on any side of an issue, but if you're expecting us not to supporting warfighters when they're in battle, you got the wrong company. Now that the U.S. is at war, he says, we're not interested in debating. We are very proud to have our role in having American men and women come home safe. Well, it's the opposite.
Now he's
right?
A good patriot.
Getting involved in these conflicts is what's killing them. But anyway, sure. That sometimes means that people on the other side don't go home. The remark came after at least 175 Iranian civilians died when a girl's school was hit by a missile. The incident's under investigation, and Palantir won't comment on whether its products were involved or not. Karp implies that if his customers aren't on the same page with Palantir on the issue, they've also got the wrong company. You're engaging in a proxy when you're engaging with us, he said. His remarks are greeted with, proxy for Israel. We know. Exactly. At no time does Karp mention Anthropic. Okay, yeah, Anthropic kicked out. This is not that interesting. But the point is, apparently Anthropic had a slightly more conscience about this. And there were at least, would they have done it? Probably not. But at least on the surface, they were like, we want to consider, you know, moral and practical limitations to the use of AI in battle.
I don't care about that.
Anthropic said. But Palantir was like, no, fuck that. And Anthropic was kicked out. And Palantir has been the choice to go to because, again, we're talking about
total brutality.
Genocidal yeah. maniac regime, essentially, yeah. that's in charge of this. We can skip these. There was just some stuff about how... more and more people are noticing, people are being confronted about the Israel support, about all the money, yeah. about how Israel treats everyone. There's more and more of these clips coming out. People were on stage getting confronted by random, you know, kids. Laura,
yeah, well, all the
Eric
polls
Trump,
are showing in America, polls across the board. I mean, I haven't been polled. All you people haven't been polled, so I'm sure it's higher. But like 60, when they take these polls, 60% of Americans are against this war.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
That's crazy. And then, of course... most of Europe is against it. Most of the world is against this war. Okay.
Yeah.
So like they're going to come against the force of that at some point.
Yeah. I mean, you can stand with Israel all you want, but also know that you will fall with Israel.
Yes.
When the shit goes down,
you're standing alone with Israel. That's what's happening.
Yeah, exactly. So here's we can switch over to the Lebanese stuff here. This is also kind of interesting. We can play this clip here. Israel just officially announced that they're occupying and annexing South Lebanon to create a permanent security zone. That's always what it is. For the Greater Israel Project, we need your country as a security zone here, okay? Netanyahu chillingly adds that they have plans for the future. The expansion never stops. Listen to this.
We knocked them back. We destroyed the bulk of their missile capacity in 6 hours. We knocked out Nasrallah. We destroyed all the Hamas, or rather all the Ridwan infrastructure right next to our border. We now have a security corridor, a security zone that is there that prevents this kind of invasion. And we have plans for the future to invade. We knocked them back. We destroyed them.
So they're just securing some Lebensraum for the Greater Israel Project, which is fine. I mean, as I said yesterday too, but like, even officially, although that was like largely based on lies, but even like, think of Serbia, for example, right? Serbia was bombed by America because of some of their supposed crimes against humanity and being mean to Muslims that had attacked them prior, right? In this case, it's total fine. Just ethnic cleansing, bombing in schools, and taking over this country and that, and threatening Turkey, and just like destabilizing the global order. The whole marketplace is falling apart. It's an energy crisis now. Might be a food shortage. It's just like the whole goddamn global trade system is disintegrating on behalf of
this religious Jewish war. Keep going.
It's just unbelievable.
They don't know when to stop.
Israel faces stiff Hezbollah resistance in its attempt to push deeper into Lebanon. Yeah, I wonder why. IDF engaged in intense fighting with militants in at least 3 key areas in battle for control of border towns.
Israel's dropping glyphosate, remember, from planes? Sure. Lebanese were saying that, too?
Poisoning
them. High levels of glyphosate?
Mm-hmm. Yep, they just kill them. They don't care how. Radio beam pornography and glyphosate. Can you imagine when they have AGI or ASI, artificial superintelligence, and these crazy Israeli Jews start churning out the robots or some shit?
Yeah,
like they'll kill everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Here's Isaac Herzog, the current president of Israel. Now this clip goes back a little bit. It was from 2023, I think, but it still stands. The justification for why they need to go in and bomb Lebanon is because, well, they had some Mein Kampf books in some of the houses there.
I want to show you something exclusive, Laura. So this is Adolf Hitler's book, translated to Arabic, Mein Kampf. It's the book that led to the Holocaust and the book that led to World War II. This is the book that led to his victory in elections.
It was Jews' behavior that led to that, okay?
In Germany, which led to the...
Why tell the truth when you can twist it into lies?
It was this book that made it happen,
that's
okay?
This guy just
wrote this bullshit.
Well,
none of it is true.
Yeah, see?
It's just this book.
The book started the war. They have the book. Okay? Case sealed, ladies and gentlemen.
Worst atrocity of humankind, which the British fought against. Well, this book was found just a few days
ago. Yeah, unfortunately they did.
Days ago, a children's living room, which was turned into a military operation base. Even marked, he wrote notes. He marked.
Ooh, I'd love to see what those
he marked are. and learned again and again Adolf Hitler's ideology of hating the Jews, of killing the Jews, of burning.
Can you whine some more, you bitch? Lebanon says Israel sprayed southern villages with this concentrated herbicide, and that herbicide is
glyphosate.
Bayer's glyphosate.
That's right. That's right.
It's just fucking
the one that they just decided to not ban in America because
it's
totally safe and in small levels, right?
It's in the national security interest to have glyphosate. The
goyim leads to cancer.
Need to have their glyphosate, okay, sprayed into their mouth. Well, I mean, 6 billion
they
must
know,
cry.
They know this shit. You know, they know it.
Yes.
2 billion Christians, which are idol worshippers. Between Chinese, Indian, Hindus, Buddhist, and Christian, at least 6.5 billion people are idol worshippers that, according to the Torah, do not have the right
Maniacs.
To live. Idol worshipper goy, it's death penalty. Not only Jews. Even a goy who bow down to an idol, who believe in JC, deserve
JC.
Death penalty.
Well, there you go.
I thought pagans were running the world here.
Yeah, the elite pagans at the UN or something is really running the world.
Pagans
yeah.
aren't going to be complaining that you're worshiping some idol god, you know? God.
I mean, their biggest battle was to destroy paganism all throughout yeah. the world. That was their biggest first. And then you give them a simulacrum based on the Jewish book. And they trapped them in that. And then sure, there's some pagan ideas kind of weaved into it still, some pre-Christian traditions that are weaved in and embedded into it.
Of course,
which is close enough
suck.
To get you to attract, yeah, exactly, attracted to it. There. And then they are very, I mean, personally, they don't like that. That's true. I didn't play it actually, but there's a clip there that people were pointing at. Maybe we can play that in After Flash. Let's play that in After Flash and discuss that. It's interesting, but. So Netanyahu brought up the difference between Jesus Christ and Genghis Khan, and it was a very interesting, I saw, interpretation of how they viewed that.
Yeah.
But I personally think everyone actually missed the point of what he actually said.
A lot of Christians were mad about that, which is yes. good. Good, get them against Netanyahu, but I know there's
sure.
more to it.
Yes. Well, there is more to it than that, right? But, I mean, okay, so we'll save that for After Flash. We'll take a break here in about 10 or so, but... It's an interesting analysis of that, right? Because ultimately, I mean, the part of the conclusion in that kind of discussion, I won't go through the whole discussion now then, but like, is like they do understand this thing of might makes right. And part of why they also hate Jesus is because as a Jew, right?
They he was weak.
I know there's people in the audience and there's pro-white people that might, let me hear this out here.
Crafty Boom sent $14. To the Order of the Torch, illuminate the sky.
Nice, I like
Order
it.
Order of the Torch, there you go. Yeah, so obviously there's people among you, thank you, appreciate that, in our audience that, you know, don't think Jesus was a Jew, and there's arguments about that and things like that. Again, I don't care about that, but if you want to go on arguing that, that's fine. But I'm saying from the Jews' point of view, in their mind, there's no doubt that he was Jewish.
Yes.
Right? That's how they know that.
I hear like every day some Jews saying that Jesus was a Jew.
That's why I have to worship us now. Yeah. And, you know, all kinds of, you know, so that's a hook. That's a hook in how they kind of get you, right? And then it doesn't, I mean, it matters if it's true or not. But the point is that we're living in their framing of this regardless. And the majority of people believe that that is the case, right? So, and so the way it was rejected is because this kind of, you know, kind of turn the other cheek and peace loving, like stop your ways, right? To chasing out the money changers, right? This is a radical reform of Judaism that was proposed, right? A new prophet, like to them, that's the false way, right? To Christian, that's the right way, and the Jews are in the wrong, and now they're fighting with each other. So I understand that, but it's not this. The Genghis Khan thing is like they understand the might makes right argument. Mm-hmm. That Genghis Khan has more power than Jesus Christ.
He's not asking for forgiveness.
At least in short term. You could argue, you know, long term maybe, who has the bigger political or even theological influence then. I understand it. But short term in terms of like killing your enemies, then like a Genghis Khan does it, right? But so I'm saying they're rejecting this idea that they should be a peaceful people.
Yeah.
That stop engaging in things that's causing other empires at the time when all this was written to basically try to genocide, kill them because they can't live with them. Mm-hmm. Their behavior is causing other empires at that time to say, these people are impossible. We have to get rid of them. They enslave them for a time and you know they come back. And then, anyway, it's this whole mess. But anyway, more importantly, Trump has prevented another Holocaust.
Oh, no.
Israel News Nation. President Trump has prevented and
what if I told you the Holocaust didn't even happen?
Trump has prevented no Holocausts because it didn't happen. What about that headline? Want to do that one? That works, right?
Newsflash: the Holocaust didn't happen.
Newsflash: white niggas.
Charles Turner, thank you so much. Happy vernal equinox. If this fake Engay Iran fiasco is not waking people up and realizing the power and influence of Zog, I don't know what will. Oh, it's causing waves. Also,
will.
Mr. Smalls 14 cent $5. Micro Albert to the rescue.
Well, thank you, Micro
Albert. I like it.
one of our Micro Alberts.
Not all parts are micro, though, right? Also, if white people all across the West.
Now, Lana, why would you say such?
Because
I'm. Why would
a
you
woman.
Have to go to that right away? That's white disparaging people. Our audience here. Now, come on, try to be a little more tactful.
We don't have micros
here.
Out there. There's no micros watching this. Also, white people all across the West fail to realize how nons hate them and don't don't care about them. They are either blind or cucked. Yes.
Was that exactly. Charles?
Yes, thank you, Charles.
Okay, yeah, thank you, Charles. Appreciate that. Yep. Happy vernal equinox to you as well. Sir.
Again, a large portion of Americans are against this war, including people on the right. I think the people on the right who are like these hardcore Christian Zionists, a lot of boomers that are like just loving this, right? And grifter, the merchant right, grifting crowd.
What I would assume,
the Erica Kirk
evangelical
crowd.
Christians that believed in Armageddon and like their time for Israel is now, they're at their height.
Yes.
Bombs are flying in the meats. Armageddon. It's Revelation.
They want
it's
like something's
they want
happening.
To end the end of time. It's
I'm
a doomsday.
Seeing it happen.
It's a doomsday script.
Yeah.
There is no way out of this.
Yeah.
This is a doomsday script, and you have people in charge, like Third Temple Pete, who shows up, and they think they're part of this biblical history now.
They're
of
special.
Like, yeah.
God's which, chosen them.
Which takes us to, we can do this.
Wait, one more. Bill okay, Biz says, have to watch back later, but happy Friday. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, I think, oh, okay, yeah, but that's kind of funny then, because Micro Albert, his name is Mr. Smalls. I just realized that. Sorry, Mr. Smalls. I don't.
You're going to need to clarify.
can we get some.
Can we get some clarification?
I need closure on this here, Mr. Smalls. Anyway, thank you. We appreciate Mrs. Smalls. All right. Okay, so I want to do this story here before we take a break for After Flash. Because, of course, we had the some Third Temple tickles coming in here, basically. And it was so close today, okay? It was so close to hit the golden dome of the Dome of the Rock where
people were excited. Huh?
Abraham totally was going to kill his own son, Isaac, on this rock. That's what they claim that's where this happened. And it's also, of course, where, what's his name again? Ahmad Mohammed. When, he was traveling to the furthest away mosque, which was apparently there, and then he just transcended up in the sky to meet heaven from that
it's
rock.
Like
by
a
the way, so
time machine or something.
It's a very special
vortex
rock.
Machine.
That's why you have to build a gilded kind
like
of cage
all these stories
it, you know?
Just there. None of these stories could happen anywhere else. They all have to share the same little space, right?
That's, it's all happened there. Right rest there. Of the world, nothing interesting.
It's all nothing very. It's all very small
no,
there,
nothing
by the
to
way.
Speak of.
I think I've said this before. I've been to Israel before,
yeah.
And I remember, you know, growing up of hearing Bible stories and thinking like, oh, everything's like really far and this and that. You're having this big idea in my mind, and yeah. You go there, and it's like, that's it. That's it.
Well, I mean, small hats, big problems. it's small stories. Huge, unfortunately, impact, I guess, or something. I don't know. Fragment from downed Iranian missile impacts Jerusalem's old city. There was some homes damaged, but you can see in the video here that they have on Times of Israel that he destroyed some wall and some part of a road as he crashed down. But there you can see how close it is.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
There's the Dome of the Rock. Sorry, I just missed that. I can't pause this or anything like that. But I can pull this up as a reference then. So there's a couple of sites here that they have to destroy because we know that they want to do this, right? This is the main objective. They want to build a third temple. It's not the main objective, but it's a big piece of the puzzle in their worldview of how Yahweh's making prophecies come true and all that stuff. And, of course, it will be a total coincidence when it happens, right? Whoops, it turns out, you know. And, in fact, the rabbi who talked about how 6 billion – of us have to die, or rather don't deserve to even live, I guess. That guy, I guess a couple of clips out there, I was like, if I was running Israel, I would just say, you know, oops, it was an accident, and like Iran shot it, or Palestinians, Hezbollah, Hamas shot a rocket, and he just hit not only the Golden Dome, because that has to go, it was right there, and then you have the whole thing, I guess, is called the Al-Aqsa area or whatever, but this is the thing. Looking into some of the history, now, of course, some of the main early construction here is Roman, by the way. Now they talk about Solomon and the third, the first temple and Hiram, right? Hiram Abiff, which is funny because the only cognate in terms of Haman and Hiram is very close. They talked about the fact that Hiram Abiff, which is this Masonic god, right? He's the architect, the stone worker. That's why they're calling Trump the builder.
Mm.
That's why Pete Hegseth puts on a hat and says, build Israel great again. It's all this third temple fucking shit. It's Masonic. It's Judaic, right? Anyway, He puts on a hat, build Israel great again. What was I getting with? It's probably the origins are probably Roman. It could be something prior. I'm not saying that. There could be some Canaanite, Amorite architecture here. There's, as we know, some very impressive architecture in Lebanon. For example, Baalbek is one of these places where they have the Trilithon, for example, like massive, massive stone constructions, you know, kind of on cue with like what they have in you know, Egypt and stuff like that. But anyway, you have a church built, I think, by the Romans in the 300s, something like that. Eventually, it's conquered by the Muslims. They build a mosque on there. I think the Dome of the Rock, which is a shrine, which is not the mosque. That's just a shrine around this, the stone, Abraham's, the foundational rock or foundational stone, they call it. The mosque was built in the late 600s. Then there's a crusade where you know, white people come down and they try to take, you know, they do take it back from the Muslims, 1200, something like that. Oh, the First Crusade is, sorry, First Crusade is 1047, I think, isn't it? Something like that. Anyway, but so there's a lot of contention back and forth there. But the point is, some point you're going to see these buildings totally whoopsie-daisy accidentally being either blown up,
mm-hmm.
or they're going to be missile fragments that's destroying them or something. Israel, excuse me, at some point, I mean, it's a big gamble, I get that, but like, what are they supposed to do? This is what their, this is their story. This is literally their playbook. This shit has to be destroyed, and they're going to do it. I'm just saying, it was very close today, and who knows?
Tomorrow?
Netanyahu said the Moshiach is going to come back, not next Thursday, but soon, right? You just said that in a clip.
Hmm.
So that's what we're looking at right now. That's what we're looking at.
Can you imagine actually believing that shit?
It's amazing. We're run by this mentality right now.
It's amazing.
They're gonna, you know, sacrifice their heifers and, you know, and shit, like burn their cows and stuff. You know, we're like, all right, that's fine, I guess. But like, ooh, pagans, you know, they slaughtered a pig and ate it afterwards. Oh my gosh, call the animal rights group.
Exactly.
You know,
like,
okay.
Der Trusker, thank you so much. Another good episode. Keep on fighting and happy Fuhrer Friday.
Happy Fuhrer Friday. Friday, indeed. Thank you.
Fuhrer and Friday.
Appreciate that. All right. Did you read one from Bill Biz?
I did.
Okay.
I already did.
Cool. Thank you. Thank you, Bill Biz. Appreciate that. All right. Should we take a little break here then?
Yep.
Because we got to wrap up around in about an hour. So we're going to take a 5-minute break or so, and we're going to be back with After Flash, ladies and gentlemen. I do want to play that clip that Netanyahu was talking about Genghis Khan.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be interesting, actually. Do tune in over at redicemembers.com, redicetv.locals.com, or subscribestar.com/redice. Embedded on all the places. If you're on redicemembers.com, just click up in the menu, click on live show, scroll down, you got the player and a chat right there. So join us for the chat if you're in the member section. We appreciate all you guys. Also, special thanks and shout out to our executive producers. First out the gates, Albert Arctic Wolf.
Yes.
Thank you so much for your support. We got William Fox, America First Books. We have Angry White Soccer Mom. Thank you. Appreciate you. We got Purple Haze as well. Also one of our executive producers together with Glenn. We appreciate your support, Glenn. Thank you, sir. We got President Obunga. Thank you to you as well. Much appreciated. We got Good Luck Lap. Thank you for your support. Appreciate it. We got Number One Jeebs. Appreciate your support as well. Thank you. We have Hungarian Mom. Thank you for your support. Also, among our executive producers, we got Sun Destroyer 520. Thank you. Appreciate it. We got the Deplorable Extraordinaire. Thank you for your support as well. We got Santoso. We appreciate your support. Thank you, Santoso. We have The Boo Man. Not Mr. Boo Man. The Boo Man. Thank you for your support. And Charles Turner Jr. Last but not least, we appreciate your support. Thank you, Charles. We also have our producers, Red Pill Rundown, Yuan Son, Lero Demand, Eyes Open, Single Action Army, Lord HP Lovecraft, Trevor, Der Schwabe, Alcyon, Aurelian, Perfect Brute, Greg M, J-Bar, Chris W, Skarzinski, Muskrat, Centurion, Scott James Henderson, Deer in the Headlights, Joseph W, Citizen Intel, and Ernst Jaeger. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. We appreciate your support tremendously, whether you're an executive producer or a producer. If you want to get one of those, get your name in the credits, get a special thanks and shout out from us here at Red Ice. Help us grow and expand, redicemembers.com or subscribestar.com/redice. You can upgrade if you have a membership, or you can go right over to one of those, whichever one you prefer. All right, guys. So thank you. So yeah, we'll take a short break and then we'll be back with After Flash. So we'll see you in a few minutes. Take care.
See ya.
Bye. Now, do make sure that you follow us on our Rumble channel for more Red Ice TV on rumble.com or on X at Red Ice TV. You can, of course, go to redice.tv as well. Tune in to our live streams and shows. Flashback Friday live on Fridays at 5 p.m. Eastern. No-Go Zone Wednesdays at 5 p.m. Eastern. We also do interviews, videos, clips, and Western Warrior is available Tuesdays, exclusive for our supporters and subscribers at redicemembers.com or on our locals, redicetv.locals.com or subscribestar.com/redice. Get a membership, check out everything that we do, and support the show.
New Red Ice merch available now. Hope First t-shirts for adults and for toddlers. Fatigues for men. Our favorite, the Red Ice Camper Mug. Or ceramic with black print. High quality leather keychain with solar boat imprint. Our Red Ice hat, one of our best sellers. Pick one up today. Or why not? Gray Auslander Rouse t-shirts for both women and men. We also have Fridge Magnets, Hulk First, One Disease, and our black men's t-shirt with the classic red solar boat. Hulk First. Get your Red Ice merch from LanasLlama.com. Get an item today. Lana's Llama, proud sponsor of Red Ice